Authority.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three on this Monday, June 24th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is State Representative Neil Friske. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. It's a great day to be alive, and I thank God for his love and for the strength that he's providing me for such a time as this.
Amen to that, brother. I want to ask you a personal question, Neil. How are you personally feeling this morning after everything you've been through?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. You know, clearly I'm doing as good as could be expected under the circumstances. I've got a tremendous group of people, family and friends that, you know, have reached out and are showering me with their love and their support. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that sustains us when we go through challenges in our lives. So, I'm very thankful for that. You know, it's a long road ahead, but I'm very optimistic, and, I'm trying to stay as upbeat and positive as I possibly can.
Right. I just want to let you know the feedback from the show this morning after they fried my computer Friday morning at 3 o'clock. I don't know if you know this or not, but I was cyber attacked here at the home studio, and my main on-air production computer was fried at 3 a.m. on Friday because I had the Gateway Pundit story pulled up by Jim Hoft, and I was going to read it on the radio and take testimony from listeners about you and your character. And, they didn't want me to talk about it on Friday, and they fried our computer. We had to invest in another. Devin's pulled an all-nighter. My engineer came down from the UP. He just went to bed about an hour ago and got us on the air for today. It's a temporary fix until we get permanent equipment. But they did not want me talking about it. And the reason they didn't want me talking about it, Neil, is because of the response I've gotten from all the text messages this morning. I did finally read the Gateway Pundit story. I'm sure you've seen it. And, dude, everybody's voting for you. We were told the Mackinac County GOP voted to donate $2,000 to your campaign. I had, over the weekend, I'm going to say, I didn't even count them, Neil, 250, 300, 400 text messages. How do I get a Friske sign? We're supporting him now more than ever. You know, Neil, I'm telling you, man, this, when you lay out the dots, the Farm Bureau AgriPac endorsement on Tuesday, Bergman endorses in a primary challenge, our own congressman endorses your opponent. And then you're arrested, processed, held without bail, without bond, all the false narratives. You're released without charges, without a bond. And now you're a free man. And they're like, okay, well, the absentee ballots went out on Saturday. Let's see if we can impact the election. This stinks, Neil, is my personal opinion. I don't want you to comment on the case. But anything I just said, was any of that not true?
No, that's 100% accurate information that you just shared. I did not know about the attack you had on your thing. I've obviously been oblivious to the world for the most part for
sure.
Days now. But that is very true. That is very true, you know, and again, you know, I can't really comment on the specifics of things, but you know, just the way events unfolded, it was very clear to me that something wasn't right, and I was being framed and trying to be framed and being set up, and that's how these people work, you know, and it's just so frustrating. It's just amazing to me how desperate people are that they go to these kind of lengths to try to destroy someone, and you know, you hear about it, but here I am living it now personally. And it's just amazing to me. And, you know, I just don't even, you know, I mean, obviously I've got a million thoughts racing through my head. But, you know, I just don't even understand how someone that wants to claim to be an upright Christian person can run this kind of a campaign and then live with himself and expect people to vote for him. You know, I mean, you know, you're sharing that information with me about the outpouring of people. I've had a ton of people reach out to me, same thing. I've gotten countless text messages. Let us know how we can help. Let us know where we can send money. Let us know what you need. And people see right through this. I mean, it's a century-old game that it's not even new. It's just all of a sudden now it's on our front doorstep. And so it's just phenomenal to me. You know, I'm obviously a very unfortunate situation, but I do believe that, you know, it's going to help motivate people, and I'm excited about the path forward. My campaign is full steam ahead. I am not suspending my campaign. I know there's been naysayers out there telling me I should step down. I should suspend my campaign. I am not doing that. That is not what I feel like God wants me to do. That's not the message I'm getting from my supporters. And I've not done anything wrong. So why on earth would I do that? So we're full steam ahead. I'm looking forward to we've got a big week of session coming up. I'm going to Lansing tonight. We'll be in Lansing for the last week, what we believe is going to be the last week of session before we adjourn for the summer. And then I'm looking forward to, you know, full time being on the campaign trail and getting out and meeting people and just excited about it.
One of the package of bills, actually two bills, House Bills 5569 and 5570, was voted on in June 2024. I had Captain Jeff up in Cedarville said this morning, he's been out of town. He left on business last Wednesday before all this happened. And he literally got back in town late on Saturday night. He said he was on Breitbart News app on his phone this morning, Neil, and that your opponent's campaign ran a negative attack ad on that platform stating that you voted for House Bills 5569 and 5570. And it stated this way, and this is, I got a screenshot on your opponent's Facebook page. It's a sponsored ad paid for by Parker Fairborn for state representative. Frisky voted in favor of deep fake artificial intelligence porn, which was used to humiliate, torment, and blackmail women and children throughout Michigan. What is he talking about, and what are those two bills, House Bills 5569 and 5570?
Well, obviously I don't have those things right laying in front of me, but clearly that was just recent, so I do recall that quite well. So the concept of those bills, I 100% am supportive of. I am not in favor of or would support people, you know, making AI images, you know, which typically are sexually explicit images of other people and sharing them, broadcasting them without their permission. And so I support the concept. There's anytime that happens, there is an absolute victim, and my heart goes out to them. But, you know, this is what happens with so many bills. The devil is in the details. And, you know, I tried to offer amendments to fix this bill that would bring me to a yes vote on it. And of course they were rejected, just like there were 200 or 300, I don't even know the number, of amendments that were offered on the budget stuff. Every single one is shot down by the Democrats. You know, that's why this whole message of, you know, of not being effective. When you're in the minority, you are ineffective. You have no control. You have no power. Unless you sell your soul. If you sell your soul, you can get a morsel here and there. But
sure.
on those bills, you know, two big things are, you know, if someone were to, you know, let's say a couple were to agree, you know, whatever, they're having a good time one night and they agree to take some sexually explicit pictures of each other. And then at somewhere down the road, you know, it's consensual, and somewhere down the road, there's a breakup, there's a fight. You know, one person can go against the other one and claim that, you know, they don't have written permission, which they didn't. It was just a verbal agreement as they were having fun one night. And they can press charges, and you are not allowed to defend yourself. There is no allowance to defend yourself if you're accused of that. How is that right in our judicial process? And there's a $100,000 payout reward for doing that. That's you can get $100,000 for making that claim against someone. So you can't tell me that was not an open door for people to. I mean, they could even get together and say, "Hey, I'm going to turn you in. We'll split the cash and happily ever after." Concept.
Basically extorting that person for this payoff. Right now, so to be clear, the protections part of the bill is what you voted for. That's what you basically voted for. But this opponent of yours is twisting it and trying to make it sound like you voted in favor of this fake artificial intelligence porn, when in fact you didn't vote for that.
Exactly right. And every single one, you know, in the different things that he's put out, I just got a mailer in my mailbox on Saturday, you know, that lists four, I think, or five different bills that, you know, I voted wrong on in his opinion. Every single one of those bills is exactly the same thing. They take a narrative, they twist it to fit what they're trying to say, and I have a vote explanation out there for every vote I've taken. People need to go read those, and if they have any questions, if they don't understand my explanation, please reach out to me. You know, don't just jump on the bandwagon like what happens just with what's happened to me in the last few days. You know, people just run with the mainstream media's explanation of things, and then their narrative, and they try to crucify me with that. And same thing with these bills. There's every bill that is you'll call it controversial, call it whatever you want to call it, that, you know, there's the devil in the details in every one of those, and that's why, you know, I have been extremely principled in every vote I've cast. I've not wavered ever, and I have no intentions of wavering. So if people will really look into it, not just listen to a narrative that somebody puts out there, says, "Oh, Frisky's for child, he's for child marriage, and he doesn't support veterans. He's for cutting veterans' benefits." There's details in every one of those bills that a true constitutional conservative would not vote for.
Absolutely, Neil. I got a text message. People are asking for a cell phone number. They want to text you and send you prayers. They want to text you questions. They want to maybe even call you. What phone number is the best one for people to reach you at?
Well, I mean, obviously my cell phone number is out there in a lot of places. 231-675-1370. I ask people to please be patient. I have family members I haven't even talked to yet. So I've got a lot going on, and it's going to take me a little bit of time to get back with people.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
Final segment of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. Elect Smallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that little light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today on this Monday. Thank you again. God bless Devin Lawrence. I hope he sleeps for a few hours and gets some sleep today down in the guest bedroom, because, man, he pulled off a miracle for us, folks. Using temporary equipment, we're back on the air today. We have to purchase some new equipment, in the process of doing that already. Bottom line is, we're going to continue to fight the fight. I don't know how you guys got through that firewall. I don't know how you got through that VPN where the computer is located, but we've doubled down on our security. We've increased it. New equipment's coming. Hopefully it'll never happen again. If it does, we'll deal with it. We're going to continue to fight. But folks, this is very simple. I'm going to make this very clear. Get out a piece of paper and pencil right now. Text this to yourself. Whatever you need to do, do it. If you live in the 103rd House District, vote for Katie Ness in this August primary. That is Traverse City and the Leelanau County, west of Traverse City. If you live in the 105th House District, vote for Christian Marcus. If you live in the 106th House District, vote for Todd Smallenberg. If you live in the 107th House District, vote for Neil Friske. And for our first congressional district, vote for Josh Saul, S-A-U-L, for Congress.com. We can kill the Bergman machine August 6th election. It's that simple. The whole house of cards comes crashing down. All their plans, all of their elevations of these people will be stopped by us, the Patriots of Northern Michigan. We can do this, people. We can do this. And when we do this, we will send a loud and clear message, not in our community. You are not going to buy using campaign ads and mailers of lies and manipulate the voters of this district. It's not going to happen. Bergman puppets are going to lose. Bergman himself is going to lose. If we get this information out, if we share this information, if we tell people the despicable tactics that they used against Neil Friske in order to get their puppet elected, shame on us. We allowed them to do this to the sheeple people who don't listen to this show. The people have no idea. All they're doing is getting these attack mailers in the mailboxes. They're all lies, people. You just heard Neil Friske himself say he has written opinions as to why he voted for or against these bills, and they're manipulating his voting record. Parker Fairburn says his voting record is obscene. You know what's obscene, Parker? This attack that you and your Bergman machine did on this good man. 24, 25-year-old, you think you're going to be in politics for the next 30, 40 years of your life? I got news for you, buddy. You're going to be a loser big time on August 6th. Continue being a used car salesman for daddy or your daddy-in-law. Stay with used cars because that's where your character is. You should be selling used cars for the rest of your life. Folks, you need to share this information. This last half hour, Neil Friske's interview, I'm going to turn it into a YouTube video later tonight. I've got business today I got to take care of. When I get home, I'm going to take this last half hour, I'm going to turn it into a YouTube video. I'm going to put it on the Patriot Voice Radio Network's YouTube channel. Your Defending Fathers, share it. I'll create a short little bit.ly link to it, and I'll tell you about it tomorrow on the radio. I'm going to stay up until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning tonight, if I have to get this YouTube video done. This Bergman machine needs to die, and it needs to die August 6th. We cannot allow Jack Bergman to run for his last election, win over Josh Saul, and then in 2026, when DeMoose is up for re-election in the state Senate, the one-termer, Bergman retires, announces his retirement, endorses John DeMoose to be congressman for the U.S. House of Representatives in the 1st District. We need to stop it, and we need to stop it now. If we elect Josh Saul, Bergman's machine collapses. It's dead. It goes away. Cam Cavett gets replaced with Todd Smallenberg, joins Neil Friske down in the State House. Can you imagine those two side by side, 106 and 107? I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't end up being desk mates sitting next to each other. They pair them up in twos. Katie Nis wins the 103rd. Christian Marcus joins the group in the 105th. Could you imagine that caucus? 103rd with Katie Nis, Christian Marcus 105th, Todd Smallenberg 106th, and Neil Friske in the 107th. Could you imagine the power those four state representatives would have representing us down in Lansing as a block? If we don't get what we want, we're not voting for the bills. If you don't accept our amendments, we're not going to vote for the bills. If you don't give us the right Speaker of the House to lead this chamber, we're not voting for him. We could have power in Lansing, people. Katie Ness, 103rd, Marcus in the 105th, Smallenberg in the 106th, Friske in the 107th. We would be a powerhouse to be reckoned with. We would have a voice, a big voice, 110 state reps. I believe it's going to be 58, 52. Four state reps, we could almost have almost 10% of the House Republican caucus. Vote intelligently on August 6th primary. Music playing, it's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WC's Sheboygan. Have a great day. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited.